This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
In Washington, but what else is new? We always talk about how that affects you and me. In other words, in your backyard and mine, and every single show, there's a nugget or two. Always fun to have Justin Duckham join us right at the top from Talk Media News in Washington, D.C. Hey, Justin, so big news today is Mr. Flynn and what will happen with him. Michael Flynn apparently has been cooperating, and it's been described as substantial. So what does that mean? Mueller saying that he has really helped prosecutors, so I guess he's not going to do any prison time, or he might not. What are we hearing on that?
Yeah, I mean, Michael Flynn, remember him? It's been quite a while since he's been in the news, but as he mentioned today, there is the memorandum from the special counsel's office that is giving guidance to the court on how they should go about sentencing him for the guilty plea he entered about a year ago, back in December of 2017, when he acknowledged that he lied to the FBI. As you mentioned, Mueller's team is saying that he has provided a substantial amount of information, things that have really come in handy, and even though there are a lot of ongoing investigations, have at least given investigators quite a bit to work with, and therefore they are saying he should receive the lower level of the sentencing guidelines. He was initially facing about, up to 6 months in jail. They're now saying that he should not have any incarceration due to the fact that he has been a major asset when it comes to three investigations that are going on right now. One of those, of course, includes the Russia probe that is looking into potential collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. Then there is another heavily redacted entry, which just refers to a criminal investigation. And then a third investigation that in the court filings was just completely redacted on the face of it. We really don't have any clue over what kind of investigation this could be. But either way, you know, this is a pretty tantalizing document, one that spells out a lot of potential pitfalls for the Trump administration and those in the president's orbit. But doesn't necessarily give any strong indications over what direction Bob Mueller may be moving in.
Yeah, no kidding. I like your description of that. We don't know the direction still. There is a theory flying around that this will all be wrapped up, though, by the end of the year. I don't know. I mean, we've gone down this road before and been teased by this. Are you thinking it wraps up by the end of the year, or what do you think happens?
Well, you know, that's a good point, that we have really been floating this notion that, you know, we're closing in on the end for quite some time now. You know, Rudy Giuliani and those in Trump's orbit have been saying for quite some time that they believe that this is coming to an end, you know, right around the corner. That's something that they've been saying now for, I believe, a little bit over a year. They initially said that they were not expecting it to head into January 2018. You know, the new reports that we're seeing on this seem to be coming from those who have close ties to the Mueller investigation rather than, you know, those who are on the outside or the subject of it, like the Trump campaign. So I take that a little bit more seriously than some of the other, you know, predictions we've seen in the past. But, you know, even if the Mueller investigation ends, that is just setting up, you know, the fact that we are going to have to continue to, you know, grapple with whatever the investigation finds and whatever's put forward. And then on top of that, we still have the Congress, in the lower chamber at least, shifting to Democrats come January. And that is going to open up a whole new avenue of headaches for the administration. They are going to have oversight power, and they have very vocally put forward the idea that they are going to be putting a lot of the Trump administration's decisions under the microscope. So, you know, even if the investigation is coming to the end, you know, it's probably too soon to say that this is the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, boy. It's going to be wild to see how this all finishes out. And speaking of finishing out, how about the president doubling down on China trade threats, but this after saying that there was going to be this, like, 90-day reprieve. So is that a rollback on the reprieve or no? It means after 90 days, this is going to be a tariff if we don't work this out?
You know, it certainly highlights how confusing the administration's, post-G20 China policy has been. I'm not even saying that snarkily. That's just sort of the general sense from the White House. There was some confusion over when exactly the 90 days would start. We heard one answer from Kubo, the chief economic advisor, Larry Kubo, yesterday, and then that was corrected a couple of hours later from what the actual 90-day guarantee is. China hasn't really articulated anything close to what the administration has put out for what they're trying to achieve. But, you know, nevertheless, we have the president, you know, saying that there's going to be warm relations, saying that there, you know, could be some kind of detente moving forward with this, but also today on Twitter declaring himself a tariff man, giving credence to the idea that perhaps tariffs aren't necessarily just a tool, perhaps they are an ends in themselves, and that is something that, you know, has certainly spooked the markets and has had a pretty disastrous effect when it comes to the economy at the in this point of time. So I hate to dodge the issue, but I can't say for certain, and I guess rely on a bit of a Trumpism and say we'll just wait and see.
That's always the conversation. All right, no waiting here. There are people waiting in line, though, to say goodbye to Bush 41. What's that been like, dealing with that in Washington?
It really has kind of shut Washington down in the extent that business as usual has been put off until after the memorial service. This has been an opportunity for a lot of people in D.C. to reflect on the life and legacy of George H.W. Bush. And as a result of the National Day of Mourning, we saw a meeting that was planned today between Trump, Pelosi, Schumer put off until later notice. We saw Trump canceling a press conference at the G20 summit in light of President Bush's death. We saw the Supreme Court canceling oral arguments that they had for tomorrow. We saw, an agreement to extend funding for 2 weeks to put off the fight over government funding and avoiding a government shutdown. And we even saw the Capitol Christmas tree light ceremony postponed as well. So everything here has just kind of grinded to a halt. And, you know, it's really something that has taken the nation's capital and I guess the nation at large is granted sort of this moment to pause. So that's sort of where I'm really noticing things here. Tomorrow, of course, is the official formal ceremony that's going to be taking place at the National Cathedral here in D.C. Before he is flown out to his final resting place at the Bush Presidential Library. And, you know, we'll see if we really stick to the lessons of George H.W. Bush, if we take this as a moment to, reflect on civility and perhaps use those lessons. But, just speaking as somebody who's been in Washington for a while, I can't say that I'm that optimistic.
I feel you. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good one, kid.
Coming up, Bush 41, Why We Loved Him, next on ATN.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
special.
Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Your voice is soft like summer rain. So the Bush family greeting a lot of visitors at the U.S. Capitol, and there were some emotional moments with the casket arriving at the Capitol, certainly for Bush Jr. And, you know, G.W. choked up and, of course, close to his dad, and the report certainly cycled around that the last words were, "I love you," to his son, which is so fitting and touching and, you know, all of that. And the photos are just awesome. I mean, awesome in the sense that it's a president being laid to rest, our 41st president. And you're going to hear reaction from a lot of different people coming up a little bit later in the show. You know, but what stands out about Bush? What is it that we loved about George Bush? And there's certainly things that are criticized about George Bush, like any other president, mixed bag, like everything else. But there were elements to, I think, his personality. And I mentioned my short, brief interactions with the Prez and, you know, my impressions of that. But there were absolutely, when I look at this, there were absolutely reasons to say, you know, this was a guy who he wanted to serve. This was a guy who tried to do his best, who reached deep as he could for advice from all different people. And I think, the letter that he sent to Bill Clinton was, you know, pretty touching that he left, because he was obviously not happy to not be reelected. And in looking at the way he held himself up there and offered help, you could tell that certainly there was that element of wanting to serve. Because let's face it, we know what the upsides would be to being the most powerful man in the world. And I say man because there's never been a woman to be the leader of the free world. What would that be like? And I don't feel sorry for anyone who runs and they take on the mantle of being the president of the United States. But there are obvious sacrifices that have to be made, because it's not so much about the money, because the money would come when you're out of office anyway, with books and speeches and anything else that would come your way. It's not about that. It's about what you give up family-wise. It's about the privacy that you give up. It's about the heavy criticism that will absolutely be slung your way, whether it's fair or not. It is very much a lonely position, I think, and it's a small club. And Bush reaching out to Clinton the way he did, and then ultimately that friendship that developed years and years later, I think is pretty telling of the man, to be bigger, you know, to be the bigger man, to be the man that could completely disagree with somebody else's politics, not like a lot of what happened perhaps when the other was in office, but yet could still find a way to find commonality. And that's a classy thing, because it's tough to do. We know it. We look at the condition of our country now and how we live in such a polarizing situation. It's us and them, my team and your team. And there doesn't seem to be that common ground among sometimes even neighbors or communities or people going to the same church or kids having kids in the same school, because their politics are so different and have become so divisive. You know, standing your ground and believing in what you believe in, I wholeheartedly, completely understand and applaud. But the tall oak tree that never has any flexibility finds that its roots sometimes get ripped out and find that they ultimately fall down and are shredded, because it's such a tough thing to do. It can happen. And in the case of Bush, he was definitely wounded. The fact that he wasn't back at it and back at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, but he was the bigger man. He was bigger about how he handled that. And to me, that is definitely part of his legacy, because he cared more about what was going to happen with the country than his own personal ego being wounded, and focused on what was best and what could happen from that office and what could he do, if ever, to be leaned on for anything in the future, despite being polar opposites when it came to so many policies and came down to the way the country was run. Again, a very big tip of the cap to anybody who can be in that exclusive club and find a way to do that, because it has to be pretty hard. That is something that certainly can't be overlooked, and I think a lot of people understand that as the letter is being shared all over the place. In fact, when George H.W. Bush, the word came down that he had died, that letter was being shared all over social media. And I think the reason for that is to show exactly what happens when you can somehow find a way to bridge the gap, even when there aren't a lot of politics that are similar and there aren't a lot of issues that they had in common or would agree upon. He was still able to do that, and did, and freely said that he would be willing to help. And this is a time of reflection. And Justin Duckham, if you missed him, he joined us at the top of the hour from Washington and said, in Washington, it's pretty much shut down because the focus is on 41 and the send-off for, you know, 41. And you could see some of those emotional moments. And Secret Service detail talked about, I was reading some of that today, talked about how they felt about them, how they felt like they were family and what that was, you know, what that was like. And, of course, you have Secret Service as a ex-president into the rest of your days, and he had that detail. And there were such interesting stories that were shared about how the Secret Service detail was treated and how they felt like they were part of the family, and some of the recollections of when things happened and what that was like. There were members of the Secret Service who protected Bush and the family for quite a long time, 38 years. 38 years you get to know the people that you're around. And I think, again, this goes back to the legacy. You think of Iraq, you think of invasions, you think of things that he was tagged with and criticized for. Bush sent 425,000 American men to what the operation was dubbed Operation Desert Storm. And, of course, dubbed ultimately victorious. And he lost that reelection campaign despite that in 1992, like I mentioned. In 2011, he was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, and he looked so proud when he was accepting that and standing there as President Obama put that around his neck. And there were many accolades for him in the years following his presidency. And it's interesting to hear, like I mentioned, some of the tributes of politicians who dealt with him, sometimes in adversarial roles, but what they walked away with. It's what we consistently talk about here on the show. And I feel like I always say left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. Label yourself as, but that you care about the country and you have an opinion as to where we're headed or what should happen with some of our issues and policies that seem to separate us so badly right now at this time in our history. Coming up at the tail end of the show, we'll go inside the man cave as we invade it and talk about Urban Meyer. He will no longer be the coach of Ohio State's football program. Why is that? We'll talk about that again at the tail end of the show. Meet you on the flip side.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. the special counsel recommends no prison time for former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, citing his substantial assistance in the Russia probe. Robert Mueller is asking the court not to sentence Flynn to any time behind bars. The memo filed by Mueller's team of prosecutors comes roughly a year after Flynn agreed to plead guilty and cooperate with the investigation. Flynn is scheduled to be sentenced on December 18th. President Trump is once again threatening major tariffs on Chinese goods if Washington and Beijing couldn't reach a new trade deal. China said it would move quickly to reach a consensus on trade with the U.S. Fears about the trade war between the two countries led to one of the worst days on Wall Street. The Dow dropped 800 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Feel it. Even today, if you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens to me. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass. So cool, so hip, it's right. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can touch it, feel it, pieces of three. But it makes no difference, cause it knocks you off the face.
Throughout his life of service, President Bush personified grace. His character was second to none. He reached the heights of power with uncommon humility. He made monumental contributions to freedom with a fundamental decency that resonates across generations.
He, of course, picked me to be Secretary of Defense after his first choice had been rejected by the Senate. I never held that against him. I loved it. It was probably the best tour I ever had in terms of important work, the privilege to lead the U.S. forces in Desert Storm, and end of the Cold War, the Soviet Union collapse and goes out of business. President Bush, 41, was a phenomenal leader for all those things that happened.
All right, so that was Dick Cheney. You heard him say how honored he was for the role that he held in that administration, and before that, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan remembering Bush. And that's pretty much a lot of what's going on in D.C. as we've talked about it. You have the president, the current president, Donald Trump, using a limo and motorcade to greet G.W. Bush. The Capitol Rotunda was open all day on Tuesday. They came in a manner that would really befit a president. Just kind of steadily people coming through and, you know, paying respects to a guy who is in that, like I mentioned before, exclusive club, if you will, lived from 1924 when he was born to 2018. And I said this before, that is a life well lived. I was looking at a lot of the video coming from there, and you could see the familiar faces. Bob Dole was there, and, you know, it was pretty much a who's who of past people that served at the same time when Bush was around. And former Secretary of State Colin Powell was also there. Other members of Operation Desert Storm and whatnot paid respects to the Prez. And, you know, it's funny, there were people that were visibly crying, and you could see that in what I saw when I was watching it. And you saw Bob Dole, who was in a wheelchair, and he was quivering a little bit, but he did a little bit of a salute and gave, you know, his farewell. There was a card that was handed out to everybody that listed Bush's six major federal positions: his Navy service in World War II, his degree from Yale. It kind of like a little bit of a reminder of his past and what he did, as some would describe it, as a little bit of a kind of a resume, I guess, if you will. So the crowds were, like I described, very steady and just flowing through. And, you know, when you look at the crowds, it was nothing to what stretched to the Washington Monument following the death of Ronald Reagan in 2004. But the size was that closer to, you know, Gerald Ford, the last president to lie in state, or for Senator John McCain, who died 3 months ago. But you had people who had brushes with him, who worked with him, and just regular folks that came through to pay their respects and felt that they wanted to do that for a former president. So it was interesting. I have to say, it was interesting to watch that. In the meantime, a couple of other things popping up on my radar is this Mueller investigation, and Mueller urging no prison time for Michael Flynn after what he called given substantial aid from him. So all of a sudden, you know, he pops back up in our minds. Remember, Flynn was forced out as National Secretary, or Security, rather, advisor in February of 2017 after the White House said he misled the administration, including Pence, about his contacts with Sergei Kislyak, the Russian ambassador to the United States at the time. Kislyak was like the thorn in the side of the administration. So Flynn has been cooperating with the Mueller team, and his account of events, they say, is one of the best kept secrets in D.C. He's one of five Trump aides who have pleaded guilty in this special counsel investigation. But what does it amount to? There's all kinds of speculation as to what could happen here. You remember Flynn pleaded guilty in December of 2017 to one felony count of making a false statement, despite a longer list of charges he could have faced. And they say he could have you know, last year they were saying they would maybe seek a prison sentence of between 0 and 6 months. But because of the help, perhaps he gets nothing, doesn't do any kind of jail time whatsoever. So it was about recollections on meetings and Kislyak and all of that, and transitions and what he could, you know, recall. And who knows what that means, I guess. It means that it seems as though Flynn, with his exemplary public service, you know, 33 years he had in the military and combat service, would also support a lighter sentence. But then you could argue, well, if if he had that much time in D.C., in a sense, or military-wise, wouldn't he know the rules of conduct by government officials? And, you know, so ultimately, we just have to wait and see what they come up with. It's just recommendations as to what it possibly could be. And this is what has Washington on fire right now. And like I said, what that is what's going to happen, who possibly goes down or who doesn't go down. I mean, you know, after all this time of this investigation, could it be that, okay, there's all the president's men who now are getting lighter sentences or who are cooperating, perhaps don't get any sentence whatsoever. But what does that mean? If they're cooperating, what's in that information that would be so damaging to pull somebody else down? And that we don't know. It is a very, very well-kept secret. I have tried with sources in the Pentagon and elsewhere, and there's not a lot out there. There's just wild rumors, but nothing substantial that really, really sticks. I don't want to jump to a couple of different things related to your life and mine, depending on where you live, not related to the politics of the day, however, but the politics of snow, I suppose, and navigating it. So what are we looking at snow-wise? In looking at, I just read this today, and it was pretty fascinating for me. If you're planning on traveling in the winter, the snowiest county in every state, right? So I was looking this up because I've got some places I'm going to take the show. And I'm looking at some of these counties and what is going to be the worst in the East Coast with snow and ice buildup on major stretches of roads. So that doesn't tell us too much. They say in North Carolina, the snowiest county is Chatham, which is in the Piedmont area of that state. 32 degrees is the average temperature, and the average snow accumulation, 4.7 inches on days with record snowfall. I don't know, 4.7 is nothing compared to the 12 inches we've heard about that have fallen way too often, right, on people in the Atlantic states, or if you're listening to us in the New England region, you know, all bets are off. And hey, there's always the Midwest, Chicago and Minnesota, you know, parts of Minnesota that are really a big chunk of Minnesota. The in the Wisconsin region, they say Iron County is bad. Heaviest snowfall in the last 3 years, 11 inches. You know, West Virginia can get some bad snow. They had 21 inches a couple of years ago that fell. Boom. One fell swoop. You know, you stay indoors. You have soup stored up. You're going nowhere. Nowhere if you're talking about that amount of snow. And, of course, in Virginia, it's so picturesque when you get the snow that you see through the wild kind of tanglement of trees, but it's not fun when you have to navigate it. All bets are off when we're talking about navigating the snow. All right, a different sort of navigation, when we talk about money and we talk about the market, the Dow, 799-point drop. I was just telling somebody this at dinner, that now there's more skepticism because of this trade truce. It still lingers. The worries around U.S.-China trade sent shivers down the backside of the Dow. So 799.36 points. That's 3.1%. That is huge. Huge. Shares of Apple dropped 4.4%. So will it bounce back? And we know it's like being at the craps table. Eventually the dice roll in a different direction, or do they? Coming up, Urban Meyer not coming back as the coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes. Why? And we'll talk about it on the flip side.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UnveilingThem.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now?
All right, I'll tell you what, big, big news when it comes to sports. Yeah, you know, big news for some might have been that Tuesday was National Cookie Day. So if you had remembered, you could have gotten big discounts, and even a couple of places you would have gotten free cookies. Only a handful gave out some free cookies. But, like Mrs. Fields, you would have gotten a free cookie with a purchase of anything at Mrs. Fields. But it wasn't about free cookies. It was about a coach saying goodbye. Urban Meyer jettisons from Ohio State after the Rose Bowl. Here's what he had to say, and we're coming up on that as we go into the man cave.
Time to
invade the man cave.
No more dancing the teeth at that Christmas time.
We've worked extremely hard to make the great state of Ohio, the university community, including our alumni and former players, and Buckeye Nation very proud. I look forward to working with our staff and players in preparing to play Washington in the Rose Bowl. It's always been a dream of mine and many of our coaches and players to compete in the Rose Bowl, and it's going to be an honor to represent the Big Ten Conference in that game.
All right, so that's Urban Meyer, who has decided he's retiring after the Rose Bowl. And it's interesting because of the scandal. I mean, this is really what pulled this down. Let's be honest about it. This is the last one. Offensive coordinator Ryan Day gets elevated to head coach the following day. Day, Meyer, and athletic director Gene Smith will discuss the changes further, and that's part of what you heard there, and they will unfold even more as we move through. It was really a tumultuous season for Meyer in Columbus, a year in which he was suspended following an investigation into the handling of domestic violence allegations against his former wide receivers coach, dealing with ongoing health problems, and the, you know, he ultimately getting the Big Ten title. But at 54, he's got a career record of 82-9 in seven seasons at Ohio State, including a title in 2014. He had spent six seasons, won two national championships at Florida before retiring for health reasons. So there were a lot of questions about the future at Ohio State. And, you know, that happened about 4 months ago because of this investigation into Zach Smith. So Meyer fired Smith on July 23rd, but dodged questions about his assistant Big Ten Media Day. So the school opened an investigation into what he knew about the history of domestic abuse allegations against Smith and how he dealt with them. And so that's it. He said, you know, he believes he's not going to coach again. So he didn't say he wasn't. He just said he believes he won't. And the retirement is kind of a shocker, because he did do the suspension and that was enough, but a lot of critics said it wasn't enough because of the allegation. So bottom line is, you know, people were speculating about his health and the Buckeyes' damage. Would there be damage to the program? So he's gone. And does he pop up someplace else? He very well could be. I mean, he won three national titles altogether in his career. He is, without question, a great coach, one of the best. I mean, that tells you it right there. And the dozens of players who have made it to the NFL. And the question would be the moral question, the character, the accountability, that whole thing. And the Zach Smith deal, I still feel like that was the ultimate thorn in his side. So not, you know, he wins the Big Ten title after this crazy year, and then it's a question of let's get rid of the cloud, and does he go someplace else? Could be that he ends up coaching some other team eventually, depending on what happens in that. I guess retirement is the best way to say that. All right, a couple of quick things here to bounce around on the Man Cave crew. Don't forget that our Wednesday into Thursday show, in the final segment of the first hour, we do that Nail the Score thing where I pick the game of the week in the NFL. You don't have to know anything about football. Just send me an email at katedelaneyradio.com or call the number that I'll give out continuously and tell me who you think's going to win and what the final score of that game is going to be. That's what we're looking for. How about this? In the wake of domestic abuse and the policies for domestic abuse, the NFL and investigating Kareem Hunt and how they handled it, Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys, says no tolerance for domestic abuse. So when Greg Hardy faced a suspension for domestic violence allegations in 2005, Jerry Jones signed him. When Ezekiel Elliott served a six-game suspension in 2017, stemming excuse me, from domestic violence allegations. He blasted the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell. Last week, the 49ers waived linebacker Reuben Foster, and the Chiefs said goodbye to Kareem Hunt, both because of allegations of violence against women. He said, we have to keep a close eye. I have a keen interest in how it's all playing out. That's what he said. And he said that everyone has no tolerance for domestic abuse, zero tolerance for domestic abuse. We have to deal with the fact that we're so physical and it's such an important story. And he said the truth is, to get to be part of the NFL and part of the perception of the NFL, you have to give up some of the rights you'd have to give, you'd have to have if you weren't part of the NFL. In other words, you're held to a higher standard because of the visibility involved. Not that you shouldn't have the basic behavior to begin with. That's the challenge here. So it's something that the Dallas Cowboys encountered a bunch. In fact, several times they've dealt with it, and the Cowboys have been criticized. But, you know, this is the tip of the, I think this is the tip of the iceberg. There may be more that tumbles out with some of the players. Because you got to think, the NFL, just like any kind of an organization, is a microcosm of society. So how many players do you have? What are the odds of how many, who, you know, what is the percentage who might have been involved in some kind of an abusive situation? I'm not saying it's giant, but the odds are, just like in any kind of samplings, you would find that. And that's what's starting to happen. The Kareem Hunt thing, the video comes out, and of course it's quite clear what's happened there. And that's the deal, is having the evidence first, and then him, once it comes out, realizing, the Chiefs realizing he lied to them, so then they no longer want to keep him on because they don't want to tolerate that. They don't want to have players that in those circumstances don't even clearly tell the truth. And he's still 23 and could end up on another team. Hard to say if he finds himself in a Ray Rice situation, or he gets, you know, picked up by somebody eventually. I guess that's what I'm trying to say, which he could. He could end up being picked up by somebody else. All right, the music means that's a wrap. Remember, you can always reach out to me at katedelaneyradio.com. Thanks to all of you across this great nation for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.